Well, hey, it's Barry Funkhauser from the SoCal Sound, and I am so excited because we're here once again with the band. It's Ray and Oscar from Calling Cadence is here.
Hello, buddy.
Oh, man. So I heard you guys warming up earlier. You got a big band. Now, how many people are in your band?
Well, today we have, what, about five? Six, seven,
two,
eight?
Three, four, five, six.
Six, seven, eight, nine,
sometimes,
12.
Sometimes we have nine with a soul section of horns.
Now, you guys are based in Los Angeles, and
yes.
You two are from L.A., right?
Yes.
Is everybody in the band from L.A., or are they from everywhere?
They're kind of from everywhere else, yeah. We got a few people from Oregon, from New York, and whatnot, but we're from L.A. I was born in Kaiser and Sunset in Hollywood, so born and raised.
Right in the heart of Hollywood. He comes out of a rock and roll song.
Yeah.
And what about you, Ray? Where are you from? You're from L.A., but I'm from Ventura County.
I hate saying I'm from L.A. because L.A. people get offended by it, but I'm from Orange County. I'm from Huntington Beach. I was born and raised.
Huntington Beach.
Cool, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you surf when you were a kid?
No.
You have to ask that question.
Because it's Surf City, USA. You would think no, but unfortunately no.
You surf a little now, though.
I know how to. I'm a better snowboarder than I am a surfer.
Okay.
Yeah.
No hanging 10, but whatever they say in snowboarding lingo. What do they say?
What do they say?
I'm going to shred.
You're going to shred.
Shred the gnar, man.
A fresh pow.
Fresh powder.
Yeah, fresh powder.
Totally. That's what I do. I shred the gnar with fresh powder.
I'm down. I'm hip to it. Yeah, I love it. I'm fascinated at how you guys started this band. Now, could you break it down and tell us how you guys found each other and made such magical music?
Well, I was just getting out of the Army, actually, in 2016, 2017. So I came back home, and I got into this thing called the Sunset Jam, which was a big jam at the Viper Room. A lot of, working musicians were there. So I found, I thought that was just going to be the best way to connect and network with people. And she was there singing and doing her thing. And she
doing the same thing you were, just trying to meet people and network.
Yeah, right about the same time. And so we wound up in a couple bands together. First, like a funk soul band.
Mm-hmm. And then I was the background singer, and he was the lead guitarist.
Yeah. And then we started playing together in this like folky band, which is three-part harmony, which is what this evolved into now. Which is called Cadence. And we just started songwriting, and our voices blend so well together, like we were related in a way. So we said, let's just do it and keep on writing, keep on making what it is,
Well, it's mind-blowing hearing you guys, like you've been playing longer than you've been alive. The harmonies and the melodies just match so well. You can hear it from blocks away, too, which I like that. I like when a folkish band can be loud.
Which is hard to find, too, which is why we gravitated towards each other and was like, wow. When you get that blend, it's like finding gold, and especially in a group of musicians, Not all the time does that happen.
Yeah, and specifically today, it's pretty awesome because we have our other background singer that we have singing with us is actually the other background singer that was in our first band that we were in together. So it's kind of like we're bringing the band back together in a different capacity. So the blend is pretty cool today as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did it take a long time to get this blend together, or was it like instant?
It's pretty instant.
It was pretty instant, which is why we were like, wow, this is awesome. I had always grown up listening to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, something like that,
Me as well.
Yeah, and the Eagles. So that's kind of was the first influence and direction of the first incarnation of a band. We wanted a Crosby, Stills vibe.
Kind of acoustic. The roots rock.
Yeah.
You got it. I think you got it. A new generation of it.
That's right on. Yeah.
Have you heard from anybody from that generation speaking on your music yet?
A few different people. Who was, I can't remember his name now, from Traffic.
Guy from Traffic. That's big enough, man.
Forget about these things.
That's like a heady band,
Yeah.
If you have a Traffic vinyl, then you know music. That's what I've heard.
Right.
We're starting to get out there more, and people are starting to give us some good feedback on it, which is great, I mean, we just love to sing and play so much.
I'm sure we will hear from people eventually. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
It just got me really excited.
I would love to collab with those people,
What's it called? Hobnobbing?
Hobnobbing.
You're going to be hobnobbing. Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions about the production, because it is unique. Can you tell us how you created the music and how it's different analog from how most people make music now, where they rip it onto a computer and they fine-tune it? You guys are like good enough to go straight to tape, is that right?
Well, that's what we want to kind of, our statement is, in a way, you know, what you hear is what you get. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no ones and zeros manipulating the sound. It's just old analog, you know, sound, tape and compressors and capacitors and board and microphones, you know, just, and that's because our sound is so vintage, and it's calling Cadence back, you know, it's a tip of the hat back to our idols, to our heroes, like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and those people of that generation. We wanted to make a record like that, you know, to see if we could do it. And also because I think, you know, the world needs that kind of music these days. You know, we need some real down-to-earth, authentic music. And that's what we're trying to do, you know.
So do you guys consider yourself a band, a production band, or a performing band? Are you spending more time coming up with the songs and making them, or out there performing? What do you like more?
We spend a lot of time doing both, because we've spent a lot of time in the recording studio, especially doing everything analog. Everything took twice as long as it does with digital. So because you want to make sure it's perfect or it has the right vibe. So we spent a lot of time recording, but I know that both of us love to perform. So we're always. I don't know if we would consider ourselves a performing band or a recording band.
Both. Yeah, I mean, we're always spending time on the songs. We got a lot of songs in the batch right now for the next album. But right now, we are focusing on, you know, the performance aspect of it all. Yeah,
there's definitely chapters you go through. You know, there's times where you're focusing on writing, or you try to do that throughout everything, but then there's craziness that happens, and then there's chapters where you, like, focus on the recording, and then there's chapters where you're like, all right, this is performing time. Yeah. We're kind of in the performing mode right now.
I get you. Does everybody have specific jobs? Like, somebody write the words, somebody write the hook? How does the business of the band work?
Well, we both write some lyrics or we have an idea of like chord progressions, and then we'll bring it together. Like, she'll have something, and like, oh, I got this melody and these words. And I'll be like, okay, maybe I can put some music behind it. And she's, you know, she comes from a different background than I do musically. And it's fun when we come together and make this sound, because I'm such a bluesy, folky guy. And then she's, you know, very pop and show tunes and
vocal.
Yeah,
I'm more pop
theater.
And I really like the folky sound of things. So I like the songwriting, like lyrical
That's
things.
A gruesome twosome. That's a good, powerful team right there, though.
Yeah.
It's both sides of the thing. That's good.
Yeah, and we have some good pieces that are coming into the band as well, you know, that we get to collaborate with and then get some of their, you know, we just love to create music any way we can.
Now, is this album the first one that you guys have put?
That's correct.
And what's your favorite song on it?
Oof, that's hard to say.
Rosie.
What do you say? Rosie's your favorite?
I love Rosie.
I really like So Far Away and King. Those are like some of my favorite ones. Yeah. So Far Away is like a very, like, Bob Seger, almost old rock and roll type of feel to it, you know. And then King's got like some Michael Jackson and blues in it as well. So it's, you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's the best part, is you guys come, you have like all of these little tricks that you can play live, like pedals, like you gotta know how to do all that stuff. You gotta know how to sing, like, boom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right?
And then what was that thing that you played?
Dulcimer.
Dulcimer?
Yeah.
Is that in part of the band too?
It is not yet, but it will be. There are a couple of new songs that I've written on them, so it's been, it'll come out eventually.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so what about the tour? Have you been around the country yet? Have you seen the faces and been to the places?
We will be.
Yeah, we went to Nashville so far. We went out to Nashville, and we played for another station out there. We got to open up for the Steel Drivers, which is pretty cool.
That's amazing.
And made some new friends, and, you know, got to see some people who listen to us, too.
That's going to be your life for a while, man, traveling around in a van, talking to radio stations.
I mean, both of us are very used to the van life, so we're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm used to being in a vehicle, you know, from the Army, so
wow. How long have you been out of the Army? Can you talk? I don't know if you can talk about that. I don't know what it's like. Classified.
As long as there's no classified talk. Yeah,
oh, okay.
For sure. I had to sign a release. But I've been out since 2016, end of 2016.
Were you playing in the Army too? Or?
Oh, yeah. I always had a guitar with me, awesome. No matter where I went. I ordered off of Amazon. So thanks to Bezos. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. And they would send it over. On my first deployment, I went to Iraq, and I ordered one off Amazon.
And the Amazon drivers make it to Iraq, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
So you said you're working on a bunch of new music already.
Yeah.
When are we going to be able to hear that?
Well, hopefully.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully soon. We have so many new songs in the bank, and I know we really want to get them in the studio at least to record some demos so that we can start planning ahead on what the next step is. But yeah, that'll happen sooner rather than later. Because we're excited for it as well.
We're still talking about it.
You got time, man. You can kick it on this first album, and because it's good, man. And
Thank you.
Nowadays, it takes a while for people to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, they look at it for a while, and then they'll eat it, and they love it.
Yeah.
So, I think most bands, it's okay to kind of live a little bit. You know, Sade makes a record every 10 years.
Oh, gnarly.
That's true, right? Yeah.
That's a pretty cool legacy. I'll see you in 10 years. Bye, everybody.
I guess we're just eager.
But every single time it comes out. Yeah, I know. It's just because we're so new.
Yeah, and it was a fun experience, you know, to be in that studio and see all those toys and getting it produced the way it did and mixed the way it did.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we got to see it get pressed down to the vinyl as well, which was all analog experience too. So it was, once you put on that vinyl record, it's like, it's something different, like you've never really heard in nowadays, because even then there's still some computer manipulation pressing, mastering the vinyl. But at least with this one, they didn't do that.
So you can get your music on vinyl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, is it colored vinyl?
No, not
colored. I hear that doesn't sound as good.
Oh, yeah.
Colored vinyl. Yeah. I don't know.
I think maybe that's why they made that decision, too, not to do that.
Yeah.
We're all about the sound, you know. Yeah.
Well, Calling Cadence, you guys are awesome. On your way up, I have one final question.
Okay.
And I ask this question to every person with talent I see. Whether or not I am here, I could be on the street, and I say, hey, guy with the guitar, would you rather get into a battle to the death with one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? A battle to the death.
Horse-sized duck, because I can only kill one animal. I'm not going to kill more than one.
I would do the horse-sized duck, too. Yeah, that's just too many take on. You know.
Instantly, no thought about it at all, just going for the big one,
huh? Yeah, you know. I just instantly go back to that, like, knight going against the dragon type of battle, too.
Oh, see, I would try to befriend the horse-sized duck, and I would be like, oh, sweet little one, you need a mom. And then, you know, then there's no death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the most common answer.
It's very
really?
Rare. Yes, it is.
Wow.
Nobody wants murdering ducks here.
No, yeah. No.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, if self-defense comes up, you know.
Yeah, Oscar, you're able to take on the duck.
I don't trust him.
He's,
you know?
He's trained.
Yeah.
He's got extensive
training.
You've
had experience.
Yeah, you know. I'm trying to regress nowadays, growing my hair out.
Ray and Oscar, Calling Cadence, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Are you guys going to play some songs now, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, are these songs from your current release that we can pick up and listen to?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I can't wait. You going to bring the rest of the 7 other people with you?
Yes. Yeah.
They're going to come in with us.
Yeah, about 4 other people today.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on, guys. Thanks for coming to the SoCal Sound.
Thank you for having us.
Let's go. See them perform.
Let's do it.
In there.
Let me be, 'cause when my body's gone, you can sing my songs. wrong. But my head is aching and I've waited for far too long. So baby, tell me, how does our story end? The mistakes we make, don't they get worse when we get closer to the end?
Just fly on into the night. When you leave me and tell me it's all SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Barry Funkhauser. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College, streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.